So we had Shakespeare with Ink and the Quill for the theatre, and before that we had Carved Stone. Then we have the typewriter, then we have Word and your PowerPoint. We need something else to sustain the kind of entertainment and the kind of enjoyment that we're going to see that is the product of our society and the evolution of technology. So we are a tool to help the next phase of our creative economy evolve. And I just know that if it's not us, it's going to be someone else. So why not just die trying?
Lucy Cook, technology startup entrepreneur, is our guest today. She is the CEO of Spacedraft, an innovative and groundbreaking Perth startup which is revolutionising how we communicate across time and space. Spacedraft is bringing to life and underpinning ideas for Web 3.0, for gamification, for virtual reality, and even providing a new avenue of communication for the neurodivergent. Hard work, resilience, and passion go hand in glove in the startup community, and Lucy has this in spades. She joins us today to tell us about her journey from Perth to Hollywood and now back here in Perth, where she is a pioneer in her field and an inspiration to many, including young women hoping to tread their own career paths in technology. I'm Sonia Nolan, and I invite you to join Lucy and I for a smart conversation with heart around my warm table. Lucy, thank you so much for joining me at my warm table.
Thank you for having me, Sonia.
Yeah, it's so great to be able to sit down and have a chat about Spacedraft because it's been on quite a journey in the last couple of years. And I just want to hear all about what actually led you to being the CEO of a tech startup in sunny old Perth. Where did it all begin, Lucy?
Well, it came out of necessity, like so many other startups do. I was always so passionate about movies and so passionate about the creative industries, but I also always loved computers. So working my way through Hollywood, I found my niche in visual effects and was on the set of a movie called Soldado Sicario in New Mexico in the freezing cold. And I knew that there was a problem on set and there was no way for all the crew to visualize that problem remotely. And I knew we had all this equipment, but no tool that could quickly mock up the worst case scenario and the best case scenario so that everyone could see basically how we could all work together to improve the situation. And I just knew I had to solve this problem. I knew that I was the person to solve this problem. And I believe that there are so many other people that have this problem in lots of different industries of just helping people come together and see solutions and then be able to work towards them. So that's really the purpose behind Spacedraft. And that was 5 years ago, and it's been a beautiful journey since. We're really excited to now have the product in market, and we've got some amazing feedback and customers.
Oh, that's amazing. I want to take you back to Hollywood because that's obviously super exciting. How did you find yourself a Perth girl in Hollywood?
I was always encouraged to just roll up your sleeves and do the work that needed to be done. My parents instilled that kind of value set in my brothers and I. You know, a lot of our upbringing was in the wheat belt, on the farm. You know, there was never not a chore to be done. Loving movies, I knew that movies were expensive and there were always some not nice jobs to be done on film sets, but I was always the first to put up my hand. Went to WAPA, studied production after behavioral science, and essentially there was a cinematographer who approached me and said, "Luce, look, you're a real hustler, and there's this movie being made in Perth with Ewan McGregor, and they really need some help with locations." So I met the producer and figured out how to kind of set up some contra deals around Perth. You know, I'll get these cars in exchange for your daughter being in the movie and this, and it's all just willing and dealing type stuff. And the producer was so smart, and we're still very good friends to this day. And he said, "Look, you've got to come over to Sydney because your talent's needed." So I went over to Sydney, and there were no jobs. I even slept outside of the ABC reception just trying to get an interview with someone, and waitress, worked in Alana Hill, which is a clothes shop, you know. And my routine for 6 months was work at Alana Hill 10 till 6, sleep on a friend's couch, then get to the city, work in a bar from 10 p.m. till 4 in the morning just to save enough money to be in Sydney whilst trying to apply for film jobs. And my parents even came over and said, you got to come back to Perth and do postgrad law because this passion for movies isn't going anywhere. And I just knew that I had to stick to my guns and believe in myself. So I got a phone call after putting out like 1,000 CVs to different film people. And this woman said, look, I've got your CV on my desk. There's this prison.
And prison.
There's this prison. And their inmates are putting on a play. Now, we need ushers to get the audience into the prison and out safely. Would you be up for it? And I was just desperate for cash. I said, where's the prison? She said, Parramatta. You've got to get there yourself. And I had no money. Like, I couldn't even afford a taxi or anything. But I knew that there was just something in this. So I get on the train to Parramatta in a really nice velvet dress with my lippy on, excited to be an usher at a prison.
Is this a case of dress for the job you want, not the job you have?
Yeah, pretty much. And I get to this prison and the other ushers there. We walk the audience in. There were lots of celebrities at this event because it was quite high profile for the prisoners putting on a play.
So really quite, this was an event. The prisoners are doing a play and you're going to invite all these external celebrities and other people, stakeholders to come and watch the play.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then all the other ushers start kind of eating the food and drinking the drinks. And I just pick up a broom and I start sweeping the prison kitchen. And this woman comes through really dressed up nicely and she's like, what are you doing? I said, hello, my name's Lucy Cook. I'm here to work. Do you need anything? And she just was blown away. And she said, look, where do you live? And I said, oh, I'm staying at a friend's in Paddington. I'm sleeping on the couch. She's like, well, can I drive you home? And she pulls up in a really fancy car and I get in and she drives me home and I'm just sharing the story of waitressing, working in Alana Hill, just trying to get a big break in the film industry. She drops me off and she says, Lucy, I happen to know that there's this movie being made and the director needs an assistant. Now, from what you've told me, you're pretty good at just pulling up your sleeves and getting busy and that's the type of person that needs this job because it's going to be huge. You're not going to have a life. And I said, that's why I'm here, because I just believe that I can positively contribute to the film industry. And so she told me when the interview was, I had to tell Alana Hill that I had gastro so that they didn't fire me. And I get there and the director's there and he's the scariest man I've ever met. But I'd broken into his university to find his old uni short films and I watched them over and over and over before the interview so that I could basically quote his first movies.
Wow. I'm not even going to ask how you broke into the university, Lucy. You're not going to go there, but clearly another skill that you have.
Oh, well, you got to just find a way, right?
Yeah, anyway, you do. And you're good at that.
Oh, gosh. Within the law.
Of course. Yeah, that goes without saying.
And so anyway, I got the job and then turns out with the job comes a brand new car. They pay my tolls. I get paid more than I've ever been paid and I'm working with the most incredible people like Jeffrey Rush, Gerard Butler, who became a good friend, and all the cast and crew to this day are still my friends and who believe in Space Draft and know why I'm doing what I'm doing, because they've felt the pain every single day of not having a tool to help everyone on a film set see the solution to problems, strategic problems. Sorry for the long-winded story, but I think it's just important to know how hard it is to crack into the movie industry. And you only stay if you are the last to leave at the end of every day. And I put that kind of chutzpah, I guess, into building Space Draft. Every single day is a day on set. Every single day I put my clothes out the night before because you're getting in costume for the day to be your best version of self so that you can just keep working hard, I guess.
You are amazing, Lucy. You really are. You're inspirational and not just in the work you're doing at Space Draft, which we will definitely touch on. We'll really unpick Space Draft in a little moment. But I just want to sort of really validate how incredible you are as an inspiration for young women wanting to have a career in tech, because that's something that you're really pioneering here in WA as well, is being a woman in tech. So tell me about what that represents to you.
Oh, wow, you've really got it out of me, Sonia. I think I just wish it was easier for more women to be able to do it. It's actually I can't believe I'm crying.
It's hard.
It's hard, but when you reflect on, like, to get to this point and what it took, I'm grateful I've got the support of family and things and an amazing team, and we're at a really exciting inflection point of going global, which I'll get to. But, yeah, building Spacedraft in Perth without 10 other companies up the road doing something similar that you can talk about at the pub, it's pretty isolated and it's pretty lonely because you're going through stuff every day and there's only so much you can learn from podcasts in the US about how to build a tech company. But I just know at the end of the day, we are solving a global problem locally, and it's only a matter of time before we're a household name.
You definitely. We're all going to hear Spacedraft. Send me the Spacedraft. That's the tagline, isn't it?
That's it.
So tell me about Spacedraft then. Tell me why it's so important and where it can be used.
Well, essentially there's PowerPoint, okay? And PowerPoint's been really good for communicating to people a presentation, but PowerPoint can only go so far. We're entering this new frontier of spatial computing, which visual effects pioneered in the 70s with Star Wars. So ever since practical effects were taken over by the computers, all of a sudden we're now able to create simulations of physical spaces and physical environments. And that really is all that Web 3.0 is. It's about not just communicating in 2D, but in 3D across time, which is actually 4D. So what Spacedraft is, it's the most simple form of 4D communication. So you're able to show someone the thoughts inside your head over time in a really easy, really, really simple interface.
Lucy, can you describe what someone like me, who is, you know, needs something really user-friendly to be able to get the most out of it, if I went onto your Spacedraft website, what would I find and how would I make it work for me?
Sure. So when you go to the website, spacedraft.com, and you log in just like every other web tool, essentially it'll ask you, what are you trying to visualize? Here are a bunch of backgrounds. So you select a background. It might be a church because you're planning a church service, or it might be a basketball court because you're planning a basketball play. So you just basically set your background. And then we've got this library of what we call pins, which are just little images and icons that you drag and drop onto that background. And then you just right click and make the move. You just drag the movement that you want that pin to make. And then it happens. That's it. So it's really user-friendly. We spent a fortune building this library of pins and assets so that you didn't have to go out of your way to find the right images. And yeah, it's all there. So there's a tour to onboard you, to guide you through all the steps. But what we're having to really focus on at the moment is that discoverability and usability, you know, making sure there are little explainers everywhere, making sure that people are like, oh, they don't think, where do I go for this?
And over all of those pins, you can actually overlay voice, and you can also have like a little script on the side. Is that, and that's where the time and space sort of come together. Is that right?
Absolutely. You've got your background, you've got people, which are pins, you just drag and drop them. And then you write about what the scenario is on the side. So when you send that Spacedraft off, you've got the words and the pictures and the movement explaining what you want someone else to understand.
Yeah, yeah. So it is that simple, and really you just got to get on there and have a play, don't you?
That's it. Bring your imagination to life. You'll love it.
Web 3.0 is something that we're hearing a lot more about these days. It's becoming part of the vernacular. And I remember 10 years ago it was Web 2.0, and we're all very excited about, or 2.0, wasn't it? Web 2.0. So we're all pretty excited about what that meant. And that was more the feedback loop coming in and people being able to interact with the web. So now the conversation has moved to Web 3.0. And that is where you're talking about time and space and actually visualizing what's in people's brains through the web. Is that right?
Yeah, no, Sonia, you're spot on. You're exactly right. But there's a lot of noise about the metaverse. I mean, just park that. Like, everyone should just park that. I mean, if it's easy to commercialize, you know, crypto, whoop-de-doo. But ultimately, it's just the next wave of communication, and the future is spatial. And as long as people understand that there is room between people, between our thoughts and ideas, but there's also room between physical objects. And Web 3.0 is just putting those two things together to communicate in a new kind of way.
And these are all the skills that our kids are going to need to understand, aren't they? So it might be a little bit difficult for me as a parent of young adults just doing an okay job at wrapping my head around it. But for them, this is just how they're going to think and communicate in many ways.
Absolutely. So that's why the majority of our customers are school children, and at schools, we're really lucky to have strategic partnerships with Hale and PLC and in Catholic Ed. Kids that have grown up with phones, Gen Z, Gen Alpha, they either grew up playing games or they grew up sending memes. All of that is spatial communication. All of that is material that basically helps evolve Web 3. So we've got two markets for Space Draft. There's education and there's gaming. We know that Space Draft is the go-to planning tool for all kinds of AR, VR, but predominantly games. If you have an idea for a game, you can't just jump into a game engine and build it. You have to plan the game before it's actually built. That's our niche that we've found. And kids who are playing games, who either want to design a game or not, they use Space Draft to gamify their learning and also to gamify their understanding. So if they build a Space Draft, they're actually turning their thoughts into kind of a game so that it's a fun way to explain themselves. And I know if I'd had Space Draft growing up, I wouldn't have been so misunderstood.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. I've also heard a lot about gamification in leadership and gamification for team building. You know, that's starting to be a lot more of the things I'm seeing, like on LinkedIn with some of my peers, and they're talking about gamification a lot more. So how could Space Draft work with those sorts of team building tools or gamification in a workplace?
Great. So if you think of gamification as a chessboard, all right, so you've got your black and white squares and then you've got pieces on the board. Well, replace the black and white checkers with a mine site, or replace the black and white checkers with the ocean. And then you've got people replacing the chess pieces on a board. Space Draft is the tool that does that. That is all that we do. We help anyone without technical skill visualize where people are meant to be in the context of the situation. And then on the side of our interface, you've got essentially a Word document that allows you to input details about what you want that person to do, why you want that person to move from there to there, why you want that person to get on that boat at this time. And that's what our tool does. So then when you send a Space Draft, you're literally sending everything that you want someone else to catch as an understanding of how to solve that problem. So that can totally be applied to every workspace in the world, and also virtual spaces, which is why we are the pre-production planning tool for all Web 3.0 content.
The other part of Space Draft is that it can be used for sport, which of course is so big in Australia. So, you know, if you're a coach of even a basketball team or a football team, you can use Space Draft to create your plays.
Exactly. So there's, you know, hundreds of different backgrounds, different courts, you know, say a basketball court or a footy field or something. You've got that background, you've got all your players in the pin library, you just drag and drop them, make the move, and then you can do a voiceover to explain what the drill is, and then write about what the drill is on the side, and then send that out. You can have it as a QR code. People can scan it, see what the play is, and everyone's on the same page.
You've just thought of everything, Lucy. It's fantastic.
Well, it's a very universal tool because all the world is a stage and we all think in space and time. So we've just built a tool to help people communicate on that level.
Incredible. So from a logistic point of view, it's just essential by the sound of it, but also from that understanding of things that you can't see. So look, I'm thinking about all of the things that happen subsea, for example, and all those things about trees growing, biodiversity, and what something's going to look like after rehabilitation, for example, for a mine site. So actually projecting the future and projecting what happens that you can't yet see, that's something that Space Draft can also work with. Is that right? All those unseens.
That's exactly what we do. So in movie world, that is called previs.
Previz.
Previz. So Previz is actually its own industry, and not a lot of people know about Previz, but Previz is abbreviation for pre-visualization. So for insurance purposes, on a movie that's north of $100 million in budget, you have to previz the whole movie before you actually bring out a camera. And that means to create an animation of the whole movie before it's actually filmed, so that all the investors and all the insurance companies can know what the scope of the project is before they actually start making the movie. So previz has existed in the film industry since forever, but now it's just being taken out of the context of just the film world and being applied to the real world. So when you talk about digital twins, that's previz. And guess what? You're using the same technology to build a digital twin for a mind site as you are to pre-visualize on a movie. And those technologies are called game engines, which are very complex, very powerful rendering tools of 3D objects. So Spacedraft is the tool for, all due respect, but for the non-game engine people to spec out the scope of a project before you jump into that game engine.
But isn't that great, the fact that you've actually made this for the non-techies in a lot of ways? You know, people like myself who could actually get a Spacedraft account and just make a Spacedraft, and I'm not techie, but I can then, you know, sort of let people see into my brain with a really easy to use tool. And it's a little bit like what Canva has done for graphic design, you know, in the sense that, you know, I can create lots of amazing things on Canva, but I'm not a graphic designer, but the tools are all there for me to actually make it happen. Spacedraft is that 4D time space approach for normal people. I'm going to use normal, non-techie people, to be able to create amazing logistics and pre-visualization tools.
You're exactly spot on. And I think what's really, really cool is we're starting to get the acknowledgement from government bodies who are like, oh, wow, this is something that really is going to make a dent in the universe. So Austrade sending us to represent Australia at Gamescom in Germany. We're the only technology company going to represent Australia at the world's biggest gaming conference, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, so that's exciting. And we're being sent to a lot of different spots to help, well, lots of people with different kind of neurodiverse needs use Spacedraft to help get their ideas out of their heads.
Let me talk about that. Yeah, that sounds really interesting. So the whole neurodiversity aspect, and we were talking earlier, Lucy, about post-verbal. So let's explore that a little bit, because I think that's an incredible market, an incredible tool for these incredible people. I'm going to keep using the word incredible to help us see all these solutions and opportunities.
So if I say to you, Sonia, I want you to imagine a purple dinosaur in a mountain, and there's a hut, and inside the hut is a beautiful woman cooking. You have a different vision of that hut than I do. She's cooking something different in your mind than me.
She clearly looks like me in both pictures, right?
There's always this discourse between what I see and what you see, and the sooner we can come together, we can start then creating a new kind of story. And people that think within the kind of the gaming kind of world, their imagination is so beautiful and rich. But sometimes the biggest problem with so much of that, you know, education and different things, is it's just really difficult for people that are neurodiverse to get their ideas out of their heads, because the humanness gets in the way. Our expectations of how people are meant to behave and be gets in the way. So what Spacedraft does is it cuts with a knife through that discourse, and it just allows you to get the richness of the creativity of the person via the Spacedraft without judgment. And we've seen the most beautiful Spacedrafts come through that just explain what the student understands about a concept, whether it's for English, whether it's for maths, whether it's for SOS. We get these beautiful visual maps of worlds and then a description of what that world means to them. And it's just magnificent. They're going to be such incredible VR, AR games built in the future as a result of Spacedraft being used first.
And I guess it also allows students who are neurodiverse to be able to participate in a curriculum that is not always designed for them, but using a different tool to actually express. So it's not, I'm not going to write an essay on this, or I'm not expected to perform a play or a public speech in this, but I can create a space draft which unlocks all of my ideas and helps to demonstrate to my teacher that I do understand the concepts, but I'm just not going to be able to present it in a way that makes me uncomfortable or I'm unable to participate in. But here's my space draft, and it's, you know, it's an A+.
That's it. And even employers. I mean, you know, we're in the virtual economy now. Like, I can have a great space draft and submit it to a games company in Germany and they love it. Then they pay you the commission for the rights to that space draft. So we're opening up, just like a film set has all different people with from all different backgrounds and industries. You can be a great florist and build a space draft and submit it to a gaming studio, and they can have insight to this amazing world of floristry and then build an amazing interactive experience, an AR, VR experience based on this florist's beautiful space draft of an original idea for a game. So we're opening up this new world of possibilities of how we explain ourselves and how we can create new kinds of stories.
So there is no market that doesn't work for space draft, really, is there? You know, we've talked education, we've talked even mining, which of course is a big deal in WA. We've talked gamification. You know, every market is ripe for using a tool like this, given that these are the sorts of skills that are leading us into this next future that we're all still trying to imagine.
Absolutely. But I think the problem with that is if you cast a net too wide, people think you don't have focus. Mm. And so, you know, I've raised $2.7 million to date, but every single time I've raised money, I've had to try and communicate how big this company could be. So to get to this point, I've had to say, yes, you can be used in, it can be education, mining, gaming, da-da-da-da-da, so that I can raise the money that I've needed to get to this point. My team know that we're really focused on our markets of education and gaming, because we know that in the next 2 years they converge, because mm-hmm. you can't not have gaming as part of how we learn as a result of the process of gamification evolving how we think and how we communicate. So education and gaming are our target markets, but then we've got wedding planners, we've got, you know, all different types of people using space draft to pre-visualize scenarios. But in order to get to our next round of funding, which is a Series A, we've got to hit certain milestones, which is we've got to have X number of users or X number of revenue. And so in order to do that, you have to target all your marketing efforts and all your resources to growth within market segments. Now, that is an art, and we don't have a lot of infrastructure in WA or Perth to help what's called essentially scale up or help within that growth phase. So I've had to go over east, I've had to go to Singapore to get people to help basically evolve those growth strategies.
Is it not understood properly yet, or is it just it's just not there in Perth at the moment?
Well, I don't want to poo-poo Perth. I love Perth. I love everything about WA. I think it's just a matter of time before people just wake up and see how fast other countries are evolving in appreciating the need for support around the evolution of tools to maintain the onset of the demand for Web 3.0 content. There are so many startups that build VR or build AR only to not be able to sell the actual product or raise more funding for it because it was just built too quickly without enough planning. Our partners in Malaysia, they're just like, oh, thank goodness for this, because we can assess whether this game is going to be good or not, or this VR or AR is going to be good or not based off the space draft first. So yes, I do believe it's just a matter of time before Perth kind of wakes up. You know, it's hard to be gracious and polite all the time as a woman in business without being like, for goodness sake, all these innovation hubs of the big mining companies, like, how hard are they innovating? You know, we'll get there. My team is the most important part of the company, and keeping their morale up and keeping them excited and focused, like, that's a full-time job in itself. You know, the market's so hot right now for talent, and you just have to keep fighting, and people will come in and they'll leave, and, you know, it's a long game. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
And you've been running that marathon for a while now. Lucy, I want to take you back to the very early days, and people were working for you and you were cooking for them.
Yes. My husband was saying, I'm a great cook. But I'd rattled the tin after I got back from America, and I raised 20 grand just to build the prototype, which got me into the Microsoft Accelerator, which we won, which got me to Taiwan, where I raised another round, and then back in Perth, a family office put in some money. And so I was building the next phase of the product with a development team in Paris. And then I had this MPV, but it was really, really unstable. And I happened to be at UWA's IQX, and there was this gorgeous engineer and his girlfriend and another friend, and they were still studying. And I said, look, I'm trying to raise as much as I can. I can pay you a little bit, but I can cook, and I'll so I just ended up, I don't think there was even an agreement, but I just cooked a lot. And, you know, they're just the best people, and they're still in the company to this day. And, I was able to back pay them and get them on salaries, and they're just my dear, dear friends now. But you just got to do what you got to do, right?
Well, you are the master of that, Lucy. I'm just so impressed with your passion and commitment, and the fact that you roll up your sleeves, you'll sweep the floor after a function, you'll cook to keep your engineers happy. You're just incredible, the passion and the resolve that you are so committed to Space Draft that you can just see the long game.
Oh, Sonia, it's just some days it feels like a longer game than other days. But look, you know, it's like every movie starts with a script. And that's what I know. You have words on a page, and that process of putting words on a page. We had Shakespeare with Ink and the Quill for the theatre, and before that we had Carved Stone. Then we have the typewriter. Then we have Word and your PowerPoint. We need something else to sustain the kind of entertainment and the kind of enjoyment that we're going to see that is the product of our society and the evolution of technology. So we are a tool to help the next phase of our creative economy evolve. And I just know that if it's not us, it's going to be someone else. So why not just die trying?
I think it was Forbes magazine, and in fact, any business magazine that you'll read will actually tell us that digital technology is the number one issue and number one challenge for every single CEO in the world. You know, all the business leaders have been interviewed and they all come back and say digital technology is absolutely what is going to move our business forward, and we can't not invest in digital technology. So Space Draft is very much part of that language, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, there are the Miros and the giant whiteboards and all of that, and it's great for remote communication, and that's fine. But we help people visualize scenarios over time, which is very different. And, you know, back when I was raising the first round, it was always, oh, you're in the next mill, it's just the next Canva, it's all like Canva. We're not Canva, we're nothing like Canva. But if it helps people think of the scale of how big we could be one day, then that's fine. We're definitely something new. And I think to answer your question, you know, and your point, it is hard for people to get their head around that how many digital technologies there are and why you need them. And that's all marketing. That really is. And that's what we're trying to focus our money on at the moment, explaining that story of what Space Draft is as quickly as possible. And the best way to do that is with videos, and that's digital technology.
And we'll put some of those little videos on our My Warm Table community on our Facebook site and our LinkedIn pages as well. Lucy, if you're happy for us to share that so that people can actually visualize some of the things that, you know, we've been talking about in our podcast today.
Yeah, great, Sonia. Thank you. That'd be awesome. If anyone is interested, they can just go to spacedraft.com and sign up for free and have a play around. Got over 60,000 students now on Space Draft. We've got some amazing strategic partners. We're, you know, being used on the film sets of the new Mad Max movie every day, which is really exciting.
Is that right?
Yeah. Essentially, they're using Space Draft to visualize the scenarios for their shoots, because Mad Max is a huge film that requires a lot of logistics, and they're using Space Draft, as is Fall Guy in Sydney. They're using Space Draft to help pre-visualize how they would create a huge stunt.
And that's the Fall Guy with Ryan Gosling in it, isn't it?
Yeah. We built Space Draft not just for kids, but for so many people. Kids need to know how to spatially objectify scenarios. Everyone needs to be communicating across space and time. We think spatially. If I say, let's go to the shops, how are we getting to the shops? We visualize in our mind a plan across space and time. So all we're doing with Spacedraft, as if using the pensieve in Harry Potter, I'm sharing my thoughts inside my head and I'm giving them to you as a gift so that you and I can both see the same thing. So if I can see what you can see and you can see what I can see, then we can both see the same thing and move forward together rather than in our own silos of understanding.
So is it a collaborative tool as well? So I'm not just receiving what you see, but I can actually feed back to it.
Yes. So real-time collaboration was a feature that the schools all wanted and needed for the kids to do group work. So I can be working on a space draft. So like for my wedding, I was working on my space draft and my fiance was offshore. And so he's working on space draft when I am. So we're doing the seating plan, moving everyone around, pre-visualizing the perfect wedding remotely in real time. And that was how we managed to pull it off.
Fantastic. Yeah. So even something as, I was going to say simple, but gosh, I think seating plans at a wedding are far from simple. But something as that's something we can all really relate to is coordinating a large event and how that can be really useful with Spacedraft.
Absolutely. Oh, this person can't sit next to that person and it's going to take this long for this person to get to the stage. Therefore, we need this music at this time and the lighting here. All the world's a stage.
Yeah.
That's the foundation of why we've built this tool.
Lucy, it's just been absolutely amazing talking to you today. Look, I'm particularly passionate about Spacedraft. I think, one, that it's a wonderful tool for the future and for our kids and for, like you've said, designing the way forward for how we're going to have to communicate and not just helping us in our silos, but also that aspect of neurodiversity and unlocking some of those amazing ideas in a way that's easier to communicate for them. I also love the fact it's Perth-based. I think it's wonderful that you are here and you are pioneering the tech space for young women and also just adding your richness to the ecosystem of technology startups here in Perth. I think that that is something that, you know, we really need to embrace even more. And I'm just excited about where Spacedraft is going to go and wish you every success, Lucy.
Thank you, Sonia. Thank you so much for this opportunity. When women help other women, anything is possible. I'm just grateful to have this opportunity. Thank you.
You've been listening to My Warm Table with Sonia Nolan. In Italian, a tavola calda is a warm and welcoming table where you can share big ideas, friendship, laughter and life. So much happens around the kitchen table and I wanted to amplify it here in this podcast. My aim is to feed your mind and soul through smart conversations with heart. No topic is off limits, but good table manners rule. I hope you'll join us each week as we set the table for my extraordinary guests who will let you feast on their deep knowledge, life experiences, and wise insights. Let's keep the conversation flowing. Please subscribe to the My Warm Table podcast and share it with your friends and networks. Perhaps if they're new to podcasting, take a moment to show them how to download and subscribe so they don't miss an episode either. I'd also love you to join our community on Facebook. You'll find the group at My Warm Table Podcast. Your support is very much appreciated so that together we can eat, think, and be merry.